Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
It's great to meet somebody who puts their head above the parapet. My next guest has done that by self-publishing his own book. Conor Lynch, he's a digital innovator, an educator and an entrepreneur. And he's just launched his new book, Learn, Earn, Own. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby. Great to see you.
Now, I know you of old because you you appeared on Dragon's Den many years ago.
Yeah.
And I you reminded me that I sniffed out that you were giving me a whole lot of BS. And that was then, this is now.
Yes.
You've been very successful. You've developed a business. You've sold a business.
Yeah.
But your new energy is going into, I suppose, people's career and how different things are now to the way they used to be. And maybe a couple of things that I noted in the book. You say that if you don't have a plan, you become part of somebody else's plan.
Exactly.
That's worth just pondering on.
Yeah.
The next one I wanted to talk about was 85% of people are disengaged at work. Like, that's 85% is a huge number.
Yeah.
And you say to the other 15%, good luck to you before you're fired.
Yeah.
So what about this disengagement? Let's talk about that first.
Yeah, so these are people who are lucky enough to have work. So these figures are from Gallup, and it's annual research, global research. So 85% is capture all. There's somewhat or very or, you know, a little, they're disengaged at work. So it's a very, very worrying number, and it's very consistently around that very high level. So that was one thing that struck me when I started looking in around careers, that my God, so many people don't like what they do. Like, I always liked what I did, and you know, I think you like what you do as well. It's very, very important that you like what you do, because you spend so much time at it, and you don't want to be having this Sunday evening dread. Oh, I can't. Oh my God, I'm back to work tomorrow. I hate it. I really felt sorry for people who are in this situation. But also they don't know how to leave. So people were, you know, given the plan. Here's the plan. You know, study hard. You know, get a job, climb the ladder, and now the ladder's breaking. They're unhappy. There's no other plan. And I thought I need to work on something, an alternative plan, because as you mentioned, my career was non-traditional. I had an unusual career. And what I'm finding now is that more and more people will end up having unusual careers based on the old days.
Yeah. So just to ponder on that for a second, the old path was school, job, college, savings, retirement.
Yes.
That order.
Yeah.
The new path is skills, assets, audience, and optimization. Is it or?
Yeah, this is actually from Greg Eisenberg. So I've brought in some thinking from lots of people around the world. And this Greg Eisenberg is somebody you should follow. So this is one of his frameworks, and then I have multiple of my own frameworks within the book. But yeah, he's suggesting, you need skills, which is your ability. Then looking at audience is maybe building following, you know, and then assets. But a lot of people that I've read about in the last few years, they all talk about assets, and these are not assets like property. Exactly. It's not just your property. It's not gold coins. It's not resources. What I described as career assets, you know. So that's the difference. And I talk a lot about that in the book.
I'll just explain that for our listeners. Yeah, so the assets ladder, which places emphasis on developing skills, generating additional income streams, and owning assets such as digital content, online products, personal brands, and collaborative ventures. There's an awful lot in there.
Yes, exactly.
None of it mainstream, in the sense. A lot of this is, and I think you also say, do you not, that 50% of all professionals will have multi-streamed incomes in a few years, in 2030.
Yeah, and that's from OECD. And Reid Hoffman, who founded LinkedIn, which has got 1 billion members, he predicted by 2030, 50% of workers in the US will be freelancers. So no matter where you look, there's a big push towards independent workers. So you might have a job right now, but you could be on the outside looking in very soon. Ireland is not as bad as the US, but it is looking like you'll be more independent. You'll have to be more independent. And that's but no one's ready for this.
So what would you advise then, Conor, for, you know, somebody who's maybe gone the traditional approach? They went to college, they've got a job in a tech company, for instance.
Yeah.
They're doing well.
Yeah.
All seems good, but, you know, someday they're going to get an email potentially to say it's all over. And that happens with more and more frequency these
days. It is, yeah. And what's accelerating that now is the advent of AI and AI automation and automation of different tasks. So that particular guy or lady, etc., is halfway up the career ladder, quite comfortable. So I say you should, you know, as the Chinese proverb goes, you should dig a well before you get thirsty and start planning now. Now, what you described, the career assets, you know, it sounds like a lot, but I'm all about experimenting, trying something small. What's the smallest possible thing you could do to develop a career asset? And it could be updating your LinkedIn page. It could be, you know, creating a little personal brand logo. It could be thinking about a personal website. It could be creating occasional, you know, content on a newsletter that you send out to your network. So it's really start thinking about your career and these assets that you're creating value. And that's what I did with Connector. Connector started off as meetups. For me, the first one was 12 mates of mine, and we let's meet up and talk about business and entrepreneurship and digital. And then it started to grow, and then it grew even more. And then it was a blog, and then I pitched it to you on Dragon's Den. I gave you half the idea because I had a job at the time. It was a side hustle, so I didn't want to get fired. So it's all about experiment, and you can do small little experiments, and the book is full of them.
Yeah, so this is, and you know, again, people should start thinking maybe about, I suppose, let's call it alternative income.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I'm in a job, I've been well paid.
Yeah.
There's none, and I'd say I'm a code writer or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's nothing to stop me. And again, you're not being disloyal to your employer.
No.
You're just building up
career assets,
an arsenal of both skills and hopefully income.
Yeah, and I've talked to people that are like writers for different publications. And I'm saying you should have your own personal brand. Bring some of your writing out onto your own website, because it actually, it makes you more powerful in your job because you have your audience. You have, you know, you're making yourself more, look more independent, so they're more likely to look after you.
What do you make of, you know, I suppose careers that weren't there 10 years ago, such as social media influencers and that?
Yeah.
Is that the kind of thing that somebody who was maybe working in fashion could do on the side?
But it's for some people, but it's not for everybody. Like I used to network like a lunatic back in the day, and I used to be, you know, putting out lots of content, but it's not really me, so I don't do it, you know, I don't do it much now. So it's not for everybody. Some people might want to stay behind the camera and, you know, not just focus on being an influencer, because it's not for everybody. But it could be creating thoughtful content, written content. Substack is very, very popular now for people getting, you know, long form ideas out. It could be that you're sitting on a mountain of knowledge, as Daniel Priestley puts it. You know so much from your career. Why not package that up and maybe release it as a newsletter or in a little ebook or a how to guide? That's what a lot of people are doing. They're sharing what they already know, but it's not about, you know, becoming an influencer.
I think this is a really, really thought-provoking book. Mm. You know, even if you've got kind of no idea of what you might want to do next or how you might create, it's provocative in the sense it gets you thinking about maybe what skills do I have to offer.
Exactly.
All right. Yep. The book is called Learn, Earn, Own. The author is Conor Lynch. Good luck with it, Conor, and thanks for coming in today.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.